我们再一次的欢迎我们亲戚朋友波芒来参加我们第二个晚上的布道聚会。
Once again, we'd like to welcome all the friends and relatives who have spent the time here for our second night of evangelical service.
我们现在就请大家一起同心默祷预备心。
Let us bow and pray together in one accord.
阿们。奉主耶稣圣名我们开始第二个晚上的布道聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, begin this second evening of evangelical service.
我们请会中一起起立来唱诗166首。
Let us all stand and sing hymn 166.
请会中仍然肃立。
Let us all remain standing.
一起低头向天上的神来献上我们的祈祷。
Let us all bow our head and offer our prayer to our Heavenly Father.
我们一起同心低头，心中默祷。
Let's all pray together in our heart.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的天父，万有的主宰，怜悯世人的耶稣基督。
O merciful Heavenly Father, the Master of all, the one who have mercy and compassion on all mankind, O Lord Jesus.
我们感谢您，我们称颂你的圣名不断。
We thank you and we praise you, your name always.
感谢您带领我们这一次的灵恩布道会进到第二个晚上的布道聚会。
Really thank you that you have guided us into the second evening of evangelical service.
也感谢您再次的带领我们亲戚朋友波芒来参加晚上的聚会。
We also thank you for you have guided our friends and relatives to come here for our service.
我们在这里向您祈求祷告。
So here we beseech you.And we pray to you.
祈求您如同带领昨天晚上一样来带领我们今天晚上的聚会。
So just as you have guided us last night, please also guide us tonight.
也能够借着传道人的口对圣经的阐明，让我们明白人生的真意。
So then also through the mouth of the pastor that the truth within the Bible can be expounded so we know how to live our lives.
让我们在人生的旅途上能够免去风浪。
So that during the journey of our life, we will be able to be spared of all the waves and troubles.
能够得着你的同在。
And so that we may receive your abidance with us.
也能够得享你所赐给我们的喜乐平安。
Also, we may be able to receive the peace and the joy that you want to bestow upon us.
主啊，我们把以下的聚会再一次的交在你的手里。
O Lord, with the following service, we entrust this unto your hand.
也祈求你的圣灵来带领运行。
We also ask for your Holy Spirit to guide us and work among us.
主啊，我们这样的祷告祈求，求您垂听悦纳成就。
O Lord, in this way we pray, may you have favor on this kind of prayer and then guide us tonight.
我们将一切的荣耀、颂赞、尊贵以及权柄都归在你的圣名之下，直到永远。
May all glory, praises, and honor be unto your holy name forever and ever.
哈利路亚，阿门。
哈利路亚，阿门。
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们同样在传道人正道之前，再次的邀请圣儿戏的诗班来献唱几首赞美神的诗歌。
Similarly, before we ask the pastor to come forward to give the service, let us ask the choir of San Jose Church to sing a few hymns to praise the Lord.
我们再请诗班之后。再请总会所差派的周瑞麟传道来证道。
So after the hymn singing, we'll ask the pastor who has been sent here by the General Assembly to come here for service.
我们谢谢圣和基教会诗班所带来两首美好的对神的赞美。
I really thank the choir of San Jose Church who have brought.As two great hymns to praise the Lord.
感谢主耶稣的恩典，再一次带领我们每个人的脚步来到他的圣堂，来到这里一起寻找人生更有价值的追求。
I really thank God for guiding all of our footsteps to come here at His holy temple in order to find out what is more worthy of our pursuit.
所以在这里奉主耶稣的圣名，与我们在这里的朋友弟兄姐妹一起从圣经上面做彼此的分享。
Therefore, at this time, I would like to share all the biblical truth with all the brothers and sisters, as well as the friends and truth seekers here, regarding the biblical truth.
我们昨天有谈到人生如同在风浪当中航行。
And so last night we have discussed how our journey of life is like that in a sea full of waves and ups and downs.
不管你觉得你对你的未来有多大的把握。
Regardless how much certainty you regard your future to be,
现实就是我们其实对下一刻要发生什么事都不知道。
The reality exists that we don't know what will happen in the next very moment.
所以在风浪当中的人生，我们只有依靠紧紧抓住我们主的手，才能够走上人生正确的方向。
Therefore, in this life full of waves, we may only hold on to His hands in order to be able to travel on the correct path.
今天晚上想要用喜乐的信息来作为我们彼此分享的题目。
Therefore, this evening, I would like to use this topic, a joyful message, as our theme of mutual encouragement.
每个人都希望拥有喜乐的生活。
So all of us wish to have lives full of joy.
所以我们花了很多的时间，很多的精神，希望建立起一个喜乐的家庭。
Therefore, we spend a lot of time, a lot of effort in order to establish a very joyful family.
我们花了很大的努力在寻找建立一个喜乐的人生。
We also strive in order to build a very happy life.
所以我们有的在座许多的人漂洋过海来到一个完全陌生的环境。
That's why for a lot of us here, we're willing to come across a giant ocean in order to seek for a better life.
我们为什么要到这个地方？
How come we would come to this place?
我们为什么要离乡背井？
Why would we need to come out of our homes?
我们为什么要离开我们熟悉的环境？
Why do we need to come out of the environment where we are very familiar with?
为什么我们一切要从头开始？
How come we need to start from the very beginning?
就是相信说这是一个更大的更好的机会。
Because we hold the belief that this here lies a greater opportunity, a greater life.
我们相信在这里可以让我们寻找到人生最大的梦想。
We believe at this place we may be able to realize the best dreams that we can possibly have.
我们相信喜乐的人生在这里我可以得到，我可以找到啊。
Believe that a joyful life is here, and therefore I can come here and try to find it.
所以每个人都在寻找一个喜乐的生活。
As such, everyone is here to seek for a very joyful life.
但是很多人在寻找却不见得能够找得到。
But during their search,For a lot of people, it is not necessarily the case that they will be able to find it.
有的人觉得我只要富足了，有钱了，我就一定很喜乐。
For a lot of people, they might consider that wealth will bring up to them a great deal of joy.
所以有人讲说，为什么我今天不快乐？
So a lot of people might wonder, why am I not happy today?
很简单，就是我的钱不够多。
Very simply is that,I do not have enough money.
我觉得说我只要更多更多的钱，我就会越来越快乐啊。
I believe that if more money I have, then the happier I will become.
所以很多人在追求财富的累积。
And so for a lot of people, they seek for the accumulation of wealth.
很多人拼命努力工作，希望看到生活的富足。
And so for a lot of people, they will strive hard and work hard in order to see that their life becomes more bountiful.
只要听到哪里有赚钱的好机会啊，马上就一窝蜂的去参加。
When they realize or saw that there is an opportunity to make money, they would go andall jumble over there in order to make money.
我以前在南加州上班的时候，
So when I was still working in Southern California,
那有一次到南边到Irvine那边要开车回家。
So one day I was coming all the way from the southern part of Orange County, Irvine, to go home.
结果经在高速公路上大塞车啊。
However, on the freeway,There was a very heavy traffic.
后来我们就慢慢开，慢慢开，想说为什么这个时间会塞车呢？
And we just slowly drove and wondered to ourselves, how come at that time such a heavy traffic started to occur?
后来才知道在那边有一间教堂叫做 Settleback, 一间很大很大的教堂啊。
And then later we come to realize that there had a very big chapel,Saddleback Chapel.
这个教会这个 Saddleback 教会刚好有一个大型的活动所以很多人参加。
And so, at that church, Saddleback Church that was having a very major event, and therefore a lot of people went there to attend.
啊, 甚至多到连高速公路都塞车啊。
And it was so many, there were so many people that even the freeway started to have traffic.
啊, 我那时候就一面开一面在想啊。
And so as I was driving, I started to think to myself,
哇, 什么时候啊, 真耶稣教会也可以办个布道会啊, 可以到高速公路都塞车那有多好啊。
Thought to myself that at what time would True Jesus Church be able to hold an evangelical service such that the freeway will have traffic.
哦, 结果我们就这样一面想, 我就这样一面想一面开哦。
So I started to think to myself and I continued to drive.
啊, 这个教会啊, 它在高速公路旁边有一个很大的那个电子看板啊。
And so for that church, right next to the freeway, they have a giant electronic billboard.
哦, 它会告诉你说, 啊, 今天在做什么, 今天有什么讲题啊, 这些内容哦。
So on that billboard, there they would flash out the topics of the service or what would they be talking about
that time.
So as I was driving, I started to look at the content of that billboard.
啊, 这个板子上面这样写哦。
So on the billboard there, it revealed.
他说, 亚伯拉罕的生活。
The life of Abraham.
那我觉得不错啊, 啊, 讲这个哦, 亚伯拉罕啊, 这个神的朋友啊。
I thought to myself, that is quite a good topic because Abraham was the friend of God.
啊, 他继续有写,
then it continued to write.
他上面写说, 亚伯拉罕的生活,
the life of Abraham.
如何成为富足,
how to become wealthy.
第三行写, 某某财经专家主讲,
and then in the third line there it says, and a financial expert was there to give a talk.
啊, 我一看啊, 原来跟圣经一点关系都没有啊。
So then I started to realize that the topic has nothing to do with the topics from the Bible.
原来是请了一个财经, 理财专家, 专门教你怎么样投资才能像亚伯拉罕一样有钱啊。
But rather, they have invited a very good financial expert to teach people on how to invest in order to become wealthy like Abraham.
哦, 那时候我心里就想啊, 啊, 感谢主啊, 如果是这样子啊, 我不用啊, 真耶稣教会不需要有这么多人啊。
And I thought to myself, well, thank God, because if that is the case, that we don't need that many people at True Jesus Church.
但是啊, 真的啊, 人很多时候啊, 都在寻找各种能够赚到, 能够得到更多, 财富的方法。
However, as human beings, we would often try to seek ways in order to gain more possessions.
因为我们常常觉得我只要有了财富, 我就会快乐, 我就会有一个快乐的人生啊。
We often thought to ourselves that if we gain a great deal of wealth, then I will be able to have a very happy life.
但是真的是这个样子吗?
However, is that the case?
我们来看一下传道书的第一章哦。
So let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
我们看传道书,
Ecclesiastes.
我们看传道书的第二章哦。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
第四节,
verse 4.
传道书的第二章的第四节,
chapter 2, verse 4.
他在这里说, 我为自己动大工程, 建造房屋, 栽种葡萄园第五节,
verse 5.
建造园有, 在其中, 栽种各样果木树, 挖造水池, 用以浇灌嫩小的树木, 第七,
verse 7.
我买了许多, 我买了蒲杯, 也有生在家中的蒲杯, 又有许多牛群, 羊群, 胜过以前在耶路撒冷, 众人所有的, 第八,
verse 8.
我又为自己积蓄金银和君王的财宝, 并各神的财宝, 有得唱歌的男女和世人所喜爱之物, 并许多的妃嫔, 这样我就日渐昌盛, 胜过以前在耶路撒冷的众人, 我的智慧仍然存留, 第十节,
verse 10.
凡我眼所求的, 我没有留下, 不给他的, 我心所乐的, 我没有禁止, 不享受的, 因为我心, 为我一切所劳碌的, 快乐, 这就是我劳碌中所得的份, 11,
verse 11.
后来我查看, 我手中所经营的一切事, 和我劳碌所成的功, 谁知都是虚空, 都是捕风, 在日光之下, 毫无益处啊。 那这个是有一个名叫所罗门的国王所写的。
So this was written by a king by the name of Solomon.
所罗门啊, 是当代啊, 这个历史当中最有钱的国王之一啊。
So Solomon was one of the wealthiest king that ever lived.
圣经上面写说啊，在所罗门的年代啊，银子好像地上的石头啊，没有人要啊。
So, the Bible had described that in the era of Solomon, the silver pieces are like sand on the ground, that it was almost worthless.
所以啊，所罗门啊，钱太多了，多到都不知道怎么花啊。
So for Solomon, he had too much wealth such that he did not even know how to spend it.
而且他不只是有钱而已啊。
Not only was he so wealthy,
他还懂得享受生活啊。
He was so capable at enjoying his wealth.
今天有很多人啊，只会赚钱，但是不会生活。
Today, for a lot of people, they might be able to make money, but they do not know how to enjoy the wealth that they have gained.
所以啊，钱拼命存。
So they only continue to hoard the money that they have gained.
但是啊，生活还是过得很苦啊。
Nonetheless, their life still was would be a very bitter one.
有一次我去访问一个信徒哦。
And so one time, I went to visit a member of ours.
我去访问一个老弟兄啊，去他家。
And he was an older member, and I went to his home.
我到他家，我觉得他好可怜啊。
And when I went to his home, I thought that he was very pitiful.
我说，哎呀，这个老人家年纪这么大了，怎么还需要去工作呢？
And I thought to myself that how come such an older gentleman that he had to still go to work.
不只是需要工作哦，他的生活也很辛苦啊。
Not only did he have to go to work, but rather his life was also very toilsome.
他就睡在一个那个 bunk bed 啊，那种折叠床，就睡在客厅啊。
He had to sleep on a bunk bed and right in the middle of the living room.
然后啊，每个房间那就是。每个房就是他在很一个房子很多人住啊，他睡在客厅啊。
And in his household, there would be a lot of people, and a lot of people would have their own rooms, but then he would sleep right in the living room.
那我就跟那个负责人说啊。
And I said to the board members,
我说哇，这个老人家这么可怜，这么辛苦，我们是不是要想办法帮助他啊
？I asked, for this elderly gentleman, it seems like he's leading such a bitter life. Is there any way we can help him?
这个负责人就这样看着我啊。
And then that board member started to look at me.
他说哇，传道啊，那个房子是他的啊。
And he said that, well, that house was actually his.
他在纽约还有三栋啊。
And board member said that in New York, he actually has three other houses.
但是啊，自己舍不得花啊，就睡在客厅啊。
But for himself, he really was not willing to spend all that wealth, therefore he had to sleep in the living room.
我说有的人生活很富足，但是不懂得享受生活。
So for a lot of people, even though they are very wealthy, but they do not know how to enjoy their life.
但是啊，所罗门不是啊，所罗门不但有钱，又懂得享受他的人生啊。
Nonetheless, for Solomon, it was not the case such that he was so wealthy, yet he knew how to enjoy his life.
但是啊，在拥有这些财富，在拥有这些享受之后。
Even though he had all this great deal of wealth and all such a great life,
所罗门的人生的结论居然是虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空啊。
The conclusion that Solomon held for his own life would be that all is vanity, all is profitless.
所以有时候我们都觉得啊，只要我有钱，我就会快乐啊。
So for a lot of people, they hold the belief that as long as they're wealthy, then they can become happy.
但是财富真的能够使我们心灵得到满足吗？
Yet, can wealth truly procure happiness for our hearts?
我们活在全世界最强大的国家。
So we live and dwell in this greatest nation on earth.
我们活在一个全世界最富足的国家。
We dwell in this wealthiest nation on earth.
但是你知道全美国每一年有超过80万人想要自杀吗？
But then do you know that on a yearly basis about 800,000 people want to commit suicide?
你知道美国每一年有超过1000万的人在靠着在靠着心理医生或者靠着安眠药在过日子吗？
Do you know that in US about 10 million people would have to can only stay alive by going to therapists or go to sleep with sleep medication.
我们不要以为这些都是穷苦的人啊。
So do not think that for all these people, they were impoverished.
因为啊，没有钱可能看不了心理医生哦。
Because it would be the case that the impoverished people cannot go and seek out after psychologists.
所以啊，美国很多人活得很苦，但是他们其实是很有钱的。
And for a lot of people, even though they live a very a very bad life, but then they are indeed very wealthy.
哦，他们很有钱，但是他们的生活很苦啊。
Even though they are very wealthy, but their life seems very bitter.
啊，当我在那个加纳在那个在加纳的时候啊，在非洲加纳的时候
啊。When I visited Ghana in Africa.
哦，我们有一次去访问啊一个慕道朋友啊。
One time, we visited this friend.
啊，这个啊老太太，一个。大概四十几岁的一个太太哈
，so, she was a 40-some-year-old lady.
她就一直抓着我们，跟我们说哈，
she held onto my sleeve and asked me.
她说哇，你让我去美国，我就信耶稣啊。
Please allow me to go to U.S. Then I will believe in Christ.
我说你去美国要做什么啊
？And I asked her, what do you want to do when you go to U.S.?
她说哇，我去美国就可以赚很多钱呐、啊。
She said.If I can go to U.S., then I can earn a great deal of money.
我说你去美国要怎么赚钱啊
？And I ask her, if you go to U.S., how should you go about to make money?
她说哇，美国不是地上捡就有钱的吗
？Then she started saying that isn't it true that if you go to U.S. on the ground there will be a lot of money?
她说我只要到美国，我就是幸福的，我就会快乐啊。
She started to say that as long as I can go to U.S., then I will become.I will have a wonderful life, then I will be happy.
啊，却不知道，其实在美国有非常非常的多的人啊，是快乐不起来，笑不起来的。
But then, she did not know that in the U.S. for a lot of people, they are not happy and they cannot have smile on their face.
所以，我有次跟那个非洲的朋友在分享哦。
So one time I was sharing this with a lot of my African friends.
啊，我跟他们讲说啊，美国啊，最近景气不好啊，好多人自杀啊。
And I share with them that recently we have this economic recession that for a lot of people, they committed suicide.
他说为什么要自杀呢
?They start to question me, how come they would commit suicide?
他说、啊、他们在非洲从小到大、啊、从来没有听过任何人自杀。
And they start to say that when they're in Africa, ever since they're young till old, they never heard anybody commit suicide.
他说、啊、生活很好生命很有价值为什么要自杀呢
they said that,Lives is good, and our lives are very valuable. How come you would kill yourself?
跟我们比起来，他们一无所有。
Compared to us, they really have nothing.
但是他们不能理解为什么我们快乐不起来。
Nonetheless, they cannot figure out how come we cannot be happy.
有时候我到中美洲啊，看那些小朋友跑过来跑过去啊。
A lot of times when I visited the Central America, I would see all these little children running around.
他们有时候是打赤脚，没有鞋子啊。
A lot of times they would go about barefooted and they don't have shoes.
可能只有一套好的衣服啊，聚会的时候才可以穿啊。
It would be the case that they only have one set of very good clothes that they can only wear that set of clothes.Doing service.
哦，所以他们的玩具是什么啊？就是地上的泥土啊，啊，这样子，就是这种。他们没有玩具的、啊。
So what kind of toys would they have? It would just only be dirt on the ground. They actually do not have any toys.
但是你看啊，他们每个孩子啊都笑得很开心啊。
But then if you look at them closely, you realize that a lot of them, that all of them, have very big smiles on their face.
但我有时候回到美国，我发觉我们的孩子并不快乐啊。
But then when I return back to U.S., I realize that the children we have here do not seem happy.
哎，我们的孩子什么都有啊。
For our Children, they have everything.
要什么电动玩具就给他什么。
They have all kind of video games that they can possibly have.
啊，不管他要玩什么 iPhone, iPad 什么，全部给他。
Regardless of what they want, iPhones or iPads, they can have them all.
你每次给他买个新的游戏啊，他可能啊快乐啊笑个两天又不高兴了。
And it could be the case that if we were to buy a child here, most advanced video game, perhaps that kid will be happy for 2 days.
为什么？因为两天之后更新的东西又跑出来，他没有。
Why would that be the case? Because after 2 days, another new thing would come around that they would just start feel not happy again.
所以物质能够让你快乐吗
？So would material possession be able to give you happiness?
财富真的能够让你幸福吗
？Can wealth truly procure for you a happy life?
哦，我在德国上课的时候，哈。
So when I went to Germany for lectures.
啊，有一天呢、啊，我们从另外一个教会回来啊。
So one day we came back from another church.
那结果经过那个地铁站啊。
So we actually travel across a subway station.
哎，就觉得很奇怪，为什么地铁站全部都封起来呀、啊？好多警察、啊。
We wonder how come the subway station was completely closed off, and there were a lot of policemen over there.
啊，我们就问呐、啊，他说啊，有人跳铁轨，那个火车来的时候跳铁轨啦。
And so somebody said that, well, when the train came, somebody just jumped onto the track.
那我心里就想嘛，我们是纽约来的，跳铁轨常常有啊，没什么。
And so I came from New York, and there were a lot of people. There will be a lot of people who jump onto the track.
所以没有什么嘛。
So thought nothing of it.
那结果回到家里啊，那个啊新闻一看呐、啊，整全欧洲第五有钱的人跳火车啊。
And so I went back to look at the news. It was actually the fifth most wealthy man in Europe jumped onto that track when the train came.
啊，我已经忘记他的名字啦。
And so I forgot his name already.
哦，但是他非常非常有钱啊。
But he was truly very wealthy.
哇，全欧洲第五名啊。
And so he was ranked number 5 in Europe.
他拥有的财富可能是我们今天没有办法想象的。
So the level of wealth that he had truly is not something that we can imagine today.
但是为什么他要跳呢？
But how come he had to jump onto the train track?
听说景气不好啦，所以他有些钱被套牢哦，损失了。
And so it seems like it was such an economic recession that a lot of his money became illiquid and he suffered a great deal of loss.
啊，结果只剩下几亿而已啊，不够啊。
But it seems like he only had a few hundred million left. It was not enough for him.
几亿啊，哎呀，好丢脸啊，跳铁轨吧。
It was only a few hundred million, so it was so shameful that he had to jump onto the train track.
这是我们没有办法想象这个人到底在想什么啊。
So this is not something that we can imagine what kind of thoughts went through this man.
哦，所以真的啊，如果你想要靠财富来满足你的心呐，最后你会非常的失望。
So indeed, if you're trying to satisfy your heart with wealth, then you will be disappointed.
因为你追求到最后，你会像所罗门所说的，全部是一场空啊。
Because when you pursue till the end, you'll realize that all would be in vain.
你会发觉说你什么都带不走。
That you will realize that you cannot bring anything with you.
当你面对你人生最后的一刻。
When you face the final moment of your life.
你发觉说你的钱救不了你。
You'll realize that your money cannot rescue you.
你发觉说你的股票你带不走。
You'll realize that your stock, you cannot bring them with you.
你发觉说你的房子不能打包。
You realize that you cannot take your house to go.
你唯一能做的就是闭上眼睛等候那个恐惧的黑暗。
And all you can do is try to close your eyes and wait for that fearful darkness.
所以一个人如果生命到最后只剩下钱。
So for a human being, if at the end all he or she have left would only be money,
不但不会喜乐。
Not only will that person not be happy,
而且人生是悲哀的啊。
But that person's life would be a very tragic one.
哦，所以一个人要怎么样找到真正生命当中的喜乐。
So how can we find the true happiness in our lives?
绝对不是靠着财富靠着钱来开心的。
We cannot try to use money or wealth to try to give ourselves happiness.
人要努力工作，这是圣经的教导。
So as human beings, we do need to work hard. That is a teaching from the Bible.
人可以享受更好的生活，这个也不是犯罪。
And so as human beings, we can't enjoy a better life. That is not sin.
但是人为了生活要工作。
And, but then for our livelihoods, we do need to work.
但是人活着绝对不是为了工作啊。
Yet as human beings, we do not live to work.
哦，所以我们要怎么样真正得到喜乐的生活？
So how do we procure that truly joyful life?
我们来看一下路加福音的第十二章哦。
Let us turn toLuke chapter 12.
我们看路加福音的第十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章的第十五节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 15.
路加福音十二章十五节。好，那这里说，于是对众人说，你们要谨慎自守。免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰盛。我们看二十一节啊。
Let us also turn to verse 21.
二十一节说，凡为自己积财在神面前不富足的，也是这样啊。所以啊，今天一个人要怎么样得到喜乐的人生
？So how can a man procure that truly happy life？
就是一个人要能够在神面前富足啊。
It's only the case if we're able to be wealthy in front of the eyes of God.
如果我们今天有生命当中有神，
if today in our lives we have God,
那我们有神，生命当中就有了价值。
If we have God in our life, then our life will become valuable.
因为你知道，当你努力了一辈子，
because you know when you have toil and labor for your entire life,
当你闭上眼睛的那一刻，不是一切空，不是一无所有。
that when you close your eyes, it would not be all in vain. It would not all be emptiness.
因为你今天认识了神。
Because today you have known God.
所以你生命当中有了更高追求的价值。
That in your life, you do have a higher aspiration.
因为你今天认识了神。
Because today you know God.
所以你今天生命当中有了更好的盼望。
That today in your life, you hold a better hope.
所以人生不再是只是为了赚钱而活。
So today we are not only living only to work.
而是你看到一个将来更美的家乡值得你去追求的。
But rather, you are seek for a better home that is worthy of your pursuit.
所以你还是工作。
So today, you should still work.
所以你人生还是努力。
So you should still strive in your life.
但是你的生命当中拥有了信仰。
Nonetheless, in your life now, there exists a faith.
你人生当中得到了一个盼望。
That today in your life, you have a hope.
就是我在活完这个短暂的人生以后。
That after this short and fleeting life,
有一个更美、更值得我、更值得我更值得我羡慕的永恒的存在。
There exists in front of me a better and more eternal existence.
所以这个短暂的人生不是一个结束。
Therefore, this short life would not be ended that way.
而是一个更美丽的开始。
Rather, there would be a better beginning.
所以怎么样让人生有价值有喜乐？
So today, how do we have a more valuable, more happiness in our life.
就是要在人生当中看到一个最更值得追求的目标。
That is, we need to seek after a more worthy goal in our life.
如果今天活了一辈子，最后你拥有的只有财富。
So if today, after your entire life, all you have left would be wealth.
结果你回头一看，除了钱，你什么都没有。
And you turn back your head, you'll realize,except money, you have nothing else.
啊，这个人生不是非常的无聊吗？
Wouldn't that be such a boring life?
这个人生不是非常的空虚吗？
Wouldn't that be such an empty life?
哦，所以我们要在有限的人生里面寻找到一个无限的价值。
So in our limited time and space, we do need to seek after that unlimited existence and space.
要在哪里找？
SoWhere do we seek after that?
你在世界上的东西是找不到的啊。
You cannot seek after those things in this world.
因为世界上东西总有一天会过去啊。
Because for everything in this world shall pass.
买新车很开心，对不对？
It might be the case that you're very happy you just bought a new car.
很抱歉，新车会变旧车。
Very sorry, your new car will become an old one.
旧车会变坏车。
And your old car will become a lemon.
一开始啊，我有一个弟兄啊，刚买新车啊，哇，每两天洗一次啊。
And so I seen brothers after they had bought for themselves a new car, they would wash the car every 2 days.
哇，不让人家碰他的车哦。
They would not want anybody to touch that car.
不借人家开呀，连坐他的车他都叫你啊，不要弄脏啊。
They would not share that car with anybody else. In fact, if you go into that car, they would try to ask you to be careful and not to make anything dirty.
啊，结果去年我又遇到他了。
But then last year I saw him again.
哇，这个车有够脏啊。
That car became rather dirty.
为什么？老车啦。
Because it became an old car.
不新鲜啊。
It's not fresh anymore.
所以啊，人生里面的那种快乐啊，那种都很暂时啊。
And so the happiness that we can receive from this world seems very fleeting.
哦，可能让你快乐了一阵子。
Perhaps it might allow you to be happy for some time.
啊，但是啊，那个快乐很快就消失了。
Yet that happiness shall disappear very momentarily.
哦，所以我们今天没有办法靠物质来让我们的心里得到满足，得到喜乐啊。
As such, we cannot utilize the worldly possession in order to fill ourselves, to satisfy ourselves, so that we can receive happiness.
世界上的东西都会过去。
So all things in this world shall pass away.
所以啊，如果你把喜乐建立在世上的东西啊，慢慢那个喜乐就消失了。
That is, if you try to establish your happiness on your worldly possession as the foundation, then all that shall disappear.
哦，所以很多人在用各种方法希望满足自己啊。
So a lot of people try to utilize all kinds of methods in order to satisfy themselves.
所以有人是靠财富要来满足自己啊。
For a lot of people, they might utilize, they might try to gain wealth.
那有人呢，就是什么，用各样的entertainment 啊，各样的享乐来满足自己啊。
But then for others, they might to try to engage themselves in all sorts of entertainments, all sorts of enjoyments.
我就觉得说啊，哎呀，这个很好玩，我如果常常玩，我就很快乐啦。
And for some people, they might consider an item to be so wonderful that if they can play with that item always, then they will be very happy.
那我大学的室友哦。
So, my college roommate.
我大学室友是一个匈牙利的白人 ,Hungarian American 哦。
And so, my college roommate was a Hungarian American.
很高，哦，长得很帅哦。
And he was a very tall, very handsome gentleman.
啊，最后哦，drop out of school，被退学啊。
But then later on, he had to drop out of school, and he was kicked out.
哦，他被退学跟我一点关系都没有啊。
But then when he was kicked out, it really had nothing to do with me.
哦，他个人啊，很聪明啊。
He was a very intelligent person.
所以啊，他在高中就已经把大一的课全部修完了。
He was only in high school, then he actually finished the entire curriculum of a college freshman.
哦，所以到了大学啊，住在学校的宿舍哦。
And so when he went to the university, he lived in the dorm.
啊，因为第一学期的课啊，第一年的课他都修完了，所以就 party 啊。
And because he finished the entire curriculum of the first year, he only partied.
哦，那他说啊，很好玩啊，常常叫我跟他一起去啊。
And he said it's so wonderful and so happy that he wanted me to go with him.
我跟他讲说我没有你那么聪明啊。
But then I said to him, I'm not as smart as you are.
我还是需要读书的。
I need to study.
啊，所以我他就真的啊，每天都出去玩啊。
But it seemed like it was a case that he went out and party on a daily basis.
哦，所以有时候我们虽然住在一起啊，但是从来看不到对方啊。
Even though I live with him, but then there be times that I never see him.
因为我睡觉的时候他还没有回来。
Because when I would go to sleep, he still has yet to return.
我早上出门的时候他还在睡觉。
When I go out in the morning, he would still be sleeping.
等我下午回来他又不见了。
That when I return home, he would actually disappear.
我们就这样子住了一年了。
So it was that way that we lived together for a year.
但是啊，常常啊，他都是哦，半夜哦，被他的朋友拖回来，喝醉酒哦，被朋友拖回来的。
But it was that time that it was always his friend would drag him back into the dorm room.
然后有时候啊，当他下午哦，那个 hangover 啊，就是那个酒醉醒了哈，他就会坐在床上这样两眼无神的看着我们的那个墙壁啊。
But after he woke up, he would have such a hangover that he could only sit there and daze while staring at the ceiling.
我说很好玩吗？
And I asked him, is this a lot of fun?
他说不讲话就摇摇头啊。
And he did not say anything, he would just shake his head.
我说你还要去吗？
I asked him, do you still want to go?
不讲话，晚上又被朋友一叫又走了啊。
And he didn't say anything, but then after his friends invited him, he would still go out.
好像这跑出去玩啊，去 party, 去喝酒，好像非常的快乐啊。
It seemed as if that was the case that if you go out and party, it would be a great deal of happiness.
各样的享乐要来满足自己感官的刺激。
They want to utilize all these enjoyments in order to stimulate their senses.
但是啊，我看他啊，当他酒醒的时候，他比任何时候都更要空虚啊。
But then I realized that when he woke up from his drunken stupor, it seemed that he was feeling lonely and empty all at the same time.
啊，到最后他就退学了。
Later on, he had to drop out.
所以啊，有时候我们试着要用各样的享乐来满足自己啊。
So a lot of times we try to utilize all sorts of entertainments to satisfy ourselves.
我们希望填补那个内心当中好像不见的那个空洞啊。
We want to fill up that seemingly empty hole in our heart.
哦，所以我们不断的在抓，不断的在找。
So we continue to grab, we continue to seek.
想要用财富把它填满。
We try to use money to try to fill that emptiness.
拥有了财富，奇怪，怎么还是这么空虚？
After we have wealth, we will wonder to ourselves, how come I still feel so empty?
我们想要用各种的享乐把自己填满。
We want to use all sorts of entertainment to fill up our emptiness.
却发觉这种一瞬间的快乐带来的却是更加的痛苦。
However, we then come to realize that this momentary fleeting joy would only bring us about greater suffering.
因为心灵的问题没有办法用物质来满足。
Because the problems in our heart cannot be satisfied or resolved with worldly possessions.
心灵的问题最后只能找到神来帮助。
Our problems in our heart can only be resolved with with finding of God.
所以到最后啊, 人要把问题带到神的面前。
So that's why at the very end, we do need to present our problems to God.
当一个人认识了神哦,
so once we have come to know God,
当一个人生命当中感受到神,
so once we have touched God in our lives,
当我们拥有神进入我们的生命里面,
once we have receive God into our lives,
你就发觉说你那个过去的空虚, 心灵的空洞就被填满了。
You realize that the emptiness, the hole that you used to have, would have been filled.
你就发觉说你的人生开始懂得什么叫做知足, 什么叫做满足啊。
Then you start to realize what is to be content in your life.
你就发觉说你才是一个真正富足的人。
And only then will you be able to feel that you are truly a very wealthy person.
什么叫做富足?
What does it mean to be wealthy?
是的,
yes, being wealthy can give us some happiness.
但是什么叫做真正的富足?
What does it mean to be truly wealthy?
没有需要就叫做富足。
You have no need, and that's wealthy.
如果你还有很多很想要,
if you have a lot of needs you still want to satisfy,
没得到你很痛苦。
That if you cannot obtain that thing, you feel very painful.
啊, 那你还是非常贫穷啊。
Then it seems like you're still very impoverished.
诶, 但是如果你懂得欣赏自己的人生,
but then if you can really enjoy your life,
看着你的家人,
that looking onto your family,
啊, 感谢主啊, 我的太太不是最美的,
I really thank God, even though my wife is not the most beautiful,
但是配我刚好,
but she is the best for me.
啊, 但是我的感谢主啊, 我的孩子虽然不是最聪明的天才,
and thank God, even though my children are not the smartest genius ever,
啊, 但是他很懂得塞奶, but then, 很懂得撒娇,
they really are close to me.
感谢主啊, 我的家里虽然不是非常的富足,
and really thank God, even though I'm not very wealthy,
但是一家人一起吃饭, 一起聊天, 一起享受这种快乐,
but then thank God that our entire family can sit around to eat together and chat with each other in happiness.
当你开始懂得欣赏你的人生,
but once you start to be able to enjoy your life that way,
当你开始懂得珍惜你所拥有的,
once you start to be able to treasure what you have,
当你开始懂得感谢神在你生命当中的安排,
once you start to thank God for His arrangements in your life,
这就是富足的开始,
then that there would be the beginning of being wealthy.
而这种真实的富足才会带来真正的喜乐。
And only that kind of true wealth can give you satisfaction and happiness.
所以我们的朋友啊,
so friends here,
哦, 所以我们的弟兄姐妹啊,
and brothers and sisters here,
我们希望满足我们生命当中的空虚。
So we want to satisfy and fill up that emptiness we have in our lives.
这个要在世界上用世上的方法是没有办法的。
So we cannot do so with worldly methods.
但是有一条路，有一个方法。
There, however, exists a path and a method
让你变成一个懂得欣赏人生的人。
That you be able to enjoy your life.
让你开始懂得感谢你所拥有一切的,
that you will be able to thank for all that you have,
就是拥有信仰认识神,
that is be able, but that is have faith and then have faith in God,
走入信仰当中,
that when we were walking about in our journey of faith,
认识神在你生命当中的安排,
that when you really recognize the arrangement that God had for you in your life, then you will all of a sudden realize that God indeed loves you. Then you will realize that you're indeed loved. That you are happy. Regardless of the height or the valley that you experience in your life,
不管你的人生或是顺利或是缺乏,
whether you are in adversity or you are in a time of a great wealth,
当你真正认识了神,
that once you truly know God,
当你知道说这个神非常爱你,
once you truly realize that this God loves you,
当你知道他只会把最好最适合的给你,
once you realize that He will only give you the best, give you what befits you,
你就知道你拥有了一个幸福的人生,
and you realize that you have a very happy life,
幸福人生带来喜乐的生活,
and a wonderful life that will give you a great deal of joy.
愿我们都开始学习, 愿我们开始欣赏,
may we all learn from this and being able to enjoy ourselves in our lives.
认识神成为快乐,
That in knowing God, we will be able to be joyful.
我们一起唱诗哦。
Let us all sing hymn.
我们一起唱诗187首。
Sing hymn number 187.
我们刚说一个人要真正得到生命的满足。
We have just discussed that in our lives, how to receive true satisfaction.
让我们每天看出去人生都是光明的，人生都是灿烂的。
That on a daily basis, when we look out, our lives will be full of brightness, full of light.
这个不是说你有几栋房子就可以得到的啊。
It would not be able, you would not be able to do so just because you have all these houses.
这不是你有多少银行账号你就一定会快乐的啊。
Does that mean that, if you have all these bank accounts, you will be able to have that?
因为那一些物质的东西无法满足心灵上的空洞。
Because with all those physical possessions, you will not be able to use those to satisfy the emptiness you experience in your heart.
好，所以我们要寻找一个满足心灵的方法。
So we do need to, seek for a method to satisfy our heart.
我们看约翰福音的第十四章。好
，Let's turn to, John, Gospel according to John, chapter 14.
约翰福音的十四章十六节。
Chapter 14, verse 16.
十六节，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃是人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。十八节，我不撇下你们为孤儿。我必到你们这里来。好，这是主耶稣最后对门徒的交代啊。
So this was the last bit of words that the Lord had for the disciples.
他告诉门徒说：“我必不撇下你们为孤儿啊。”
He said to the disciples that I will not leave you orphans.
那所以我们的主绝对舍不得抛弃我们，看我们受苦。
And so our Lord will never be willing to forsake us and see us in suffering.
他说：“我要到你们里面。”
He said that I will come to you.
他说这个真理的圣灵啊，世界上的人啊，可能不认识，可能不能接受啊。
Yeah, he said that this spirit of truth perhaps would be something that the world cannot understand and will reject.
但是你要认识，你要接受哦。
But then you do need to understand and you do need to accept.
因为这个圣灵会进到我们生命里面，填满那个空洞，填满那个空虚啊。
Because this Holy Spirit will be able to enter into us andFill up that emptiness, that hole in our heart.
那当你得到了圣灵，你会发觉说，原来这就是被爱啊。
That after you have received the Holy Spirit, then you will be able to realize what is, how is it to be loved.
那当你得到圣灵，你就知道说，原来这就是满足啊。
Then after you receive the Holy Spirit, then you will realize what is it to be truly
satisfied. 你会发觉说啊，人生值得追求的目标马上转变啊。
Then you will realize that.The goals that you have for your lives would all of a sudden shift.
以前只追求事业，哎，现在追求信仰。
That maybe previously you only seek after career satisfactions, but now you seek after your faith.
以前只看见财富，现在看见永生。
Even though previously you seek only after wealth, but now you seek for eternal glory.
哦，所以啊，我们每个人都要求圣灵啊。
So today we should all seek after the Holy Spirit.
因为在这里啊，圣灵是主所赐给我们这个带领我们满足我们最好的方法。
Because today, the Holy Spirit would be the best method for us to receive satisfactions and joy.And joy in our heart.
哦，所以圣经里面啊，主耶稣说圣灵是要给求的人啊。
That's why in the Bible it says that the Holy Spirit is to be given to someone who asks.
不是自动就有哦。
It's not something that we receive automatically.
主耶稣说要求，求才有哦。
The Lord said that you need to ask, only then will you be able to receive.
哦，所以我们也要求啊。
So we do need to ask.
哦，所以我们怎么求圣灵呢？
So how do we ask for the Holy Spirit?
我们来到神的面前跪下来。
That we need to come in front of Him and kneel down.
而跪在神的面前呢。
That we do need to kneel down in front of God.
来表示我们的谦卑哦。
So that we need to express our humility.
手合起来，眼睛闭着，让我们能够专心。
So we need to clasp our hand, close our eyes, so that we can focus.
啊，然后呢，我们先说奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And、at first, we say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
啊，然后不断的在复诵哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And repeatedly say.Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah 是希伯来文，就是赞美神的意思。
Hallelujah is a Hebrew utterance means praise the Lord.
圣经里面天使也是说哈利路亚赞美神啊。
So in the Bible, there we also see that angels would utter hallelujah to praise the Lord.
那你也可以把你的问题带到他的面前。
You can also bring in front of him your problems.
你告诉他说主啊我的心里真的很空虚。
You can say to the Lord,that you do experience a great deal of emptiness in your heart.
主啊我的人生真的追求很没有目标。
You can also say that, oh Lord, I do not have goal in my life.
主啊我拥有很多但是我一点都不快乐。
You can also say to him that, oh Lord, I have a lot, but I am still not happy.
主啊我需要你教我怎么做个快乐的人啊。
And you can ask him, oh Lord, please,Help me so that I can become a happy person.
求你赐给我你的圣灵。
So please give me your Holy Spirit.
让我能够真正体验你，触摸到你。
So that I may be able to experience you and touch you.
因为我相信我只要摸到你，我就满足了。
Because I believe that as long as I can touch you, I will be able to be satisfied.
凡诚心求告他的主都听见了。
So for those who sincerely ask for him, God will listen.
这是主耶稣给我们的礼物。
So this is a gift that God has for us.
这是我们生命当中最好的帮助。
This is the best help that we can have in our lives.
是值得我们每个人努力追求的。
This is something worthy of all of our pursuits.
我们一起到前面来祷告。
Kneel down and pray together in the front.